Es gerade so sagen, ich muss aber ich jetzt sagen, wenn mir Hüden sagen, Aaron darf men bait. Nach dem Schmuel says, if someone doesn't know where his Tchum ends, he may take 2,000 mid-sized steps. Nach dem Schmuel also says, if a person made his Shabbos dwelling in an open field, and on Shabbos, Goyim can enclose an area of larger than 2,000 amos around him, he may still only walk 2,000 amos, even though he would have been allowed to walk the entire enclosure if it would have been enclosed before Shabbos. And he may transfer items even beyond his 2,000 items, beyond his 2,000 amos, items which don't have his tchum restriction, by throwing them for transferring purposes, the enclosure does get the halacha of Rishus HaYochid, is basically what we're saying. Rav Huna says he may walk into 2,000 amas, but he may only carry within 4 amas. In fact, according to Rav Huna, why can't he transfer in the entire enclosure by throwing? Mara says, because we're afraid that if he throws beyond this chum, he may follow the item and walk beyond this chum as well. So why can't he at least carry normally within the 2,000 amas? Mara says, since he may not carry beyond the 2,000 amas, it's as if the area that he's allowed to walk in is totally open to a place that he's not allowed to carry in. In that case, like we learned earlier in the Masechta, the halacha is that he also may not carry even in the place that he is in. Chia Barav says he may walk and carry in the 2,000 amas. She's not following either shita. He meant to say that he may only carry within 4 amas. That's exactly what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, you're right, the statement should read that v'chein, that also Chia Barav also says that. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, don't argue on Shmuel because the Braisa agrees with him. The Braisa says if one tchum ends in the middle of a city, he may not walk past the tchum, but he may carry throughout the city. Presumably that means that he can throw it beyond the tchum. Rav Huna says that it's referring to carrying by pulling an object. Since the object is within reach, we don't have to be afraid that he may be drawn to beyond the tchum, and that's how Rav Huna would explain the Braisa. Rav Huna says if one's tchum ends midway through a chatzar, he may not walk past his tchum. That's obvious. The chiddush is that he may walk into the chatzar up to that tchum. That's also obvious. Mara says we would have thought that we don't let him walk in there for concern that we may lead him to, he may be led to carry there. So that's why the chiddush is that he's allowed to go there. Rav Huna teaches us that he may walk there. Therefore, Rav Huna teaches us that he may walk there up until the tchum. Nachman says that Rav Huna would agree that if someone's tchum ends at the opening of a house, the house is missing a wall, which is at the border of his tchum, that he would be allowed to throw items beyond the tchum into the house because the roof acts as a noticeable marker and reminder that he can't walk beyond the tchum. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Nosson, said the machlekes of Nachman Rav Huna whether one may throw items beyond the tchum is actually machlekes tanoim in our mission. The mission said if goyim forcibly remove someone from his tchum and put him in an open field, he has to remain in his 4 amas. If they put him in a building or gabil, Rav Elazar ben Azariah say he may walk around the entire building. Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva say he may only walk within 4 amas of the building. We can say that according to the first pair, just like they're not goyim are walking in a building confirmed out of concern that it would lead him to walk beyond 4 amas in an open field, so too they wouldn't be geyser throwing beyond his chum out of concern that it would lead him to walk beyond his chum. The second pair, who are geyser, would be geyser regarding throwing beyond his chum as well. Mara says it's not a raya. It could be the first pair are not geyser in the Mishnah because the difference between an open field and a building is very noticeable, and therefore there's no concern and no need to be geyser. However, when throwing beyond his chum, when it's all in one big open space, maybe they would be geyser. Also, maybe the second pair doesn't limit his walking within 4 amas in a building. That's Xera. Maybe they limit it. The reason they limit it is because they say the only time one gets to consider an enclosed area as if it were his 4 amas is when his dwelling is located in an enclosed area, not when he's placed such an area beyond his chum. And therefore, there's no raya what they would hold in this case, in the case of throwing. Rav says the halacha follows Rav Gamliel with regard to a building. A person put there beyond his chum may walk the entire building. And with regard to a ship, If the ship has moved beyond the tchum, he may walk around the entire ship. Shmuel says the halacha follows Rav Gamliel in the case of the ship, but not in the case of the building. Mari asks, all agree that we follow Rav Gamliel in the case of a ship. Why do we pass like him? So Rabbi said, because he was within the walls of the ship as Shabbos began, so he gets to consider the entire ship as his 4 amas. Rav Zeira said it's because the ship's constant movement carries him beyond his 4 amas, every movement, thereby giving him the right to new 4 amas every time. Therefore, every step he takes is within the new 4 amas area that he's getting as the ship moves. What's the practical difference between these reasons? So one answer is where the ship's walls are not tall enough to make them significant, so they're less than 10 tefachim. Another difference would be where the person jumped to a second ship on Shabbos. He wasn't within these walls at the onset of Shabbos. Rav Zeira Zakta Gemara doesn't say like Rabbah, because these walls were made to hold off the water and are therefore not considered significant as walls to enclose the area for purposes of Shabbos. Rabbah doesn't say like Rav Zeira, because he says that all agree that one may walk the entire length of a moving ship. The Machlokes is regarding a stationary ship, in which case Rav Zeira's reasoning does not apply.